The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey everybody, Mike Campion here with the amazing Nina Amaya. She is the owner of Diamond in the Rough Cleaning Service. She started that January 2001, 20 years ago in Fort Mill, South Carolina, just outside of Charlotte. This amazing young woman just graduated our LEAP program. I think she's moved 80% out of cleaning. I'll let her stay. And she's like, what's the next step for the business? Did I miss anything or add anything? It's not the truth.
Well, getting more out of the business of me cleaning and more hiring and more growth. So all right. I believe those are the next three steps.
So honestly, Nina's nailed it. The big thing, the big mistake I think folks make is they go on to trying to automate and scale their client attraction system without having a employee attraction system they're confident in. So the number one best marketing, kind of secret marketing tool I can give Nina and y'all Cleaning Nation is the belief down in your bones that no matter how many jobs you get, you're going to be able to have amazing staff to do them. Once you have that confidence, you'd be shocked at how simple marketing gets. And when you've got that fear in the pit of your belly, it's like, if this guy says yes, I'm going to be cleaning this building tonight, right? Like, or tomorrow. That, yeah. For those of you that are just listening, Nina gave the like full eye roll, like, oh my gosh. Yes. So it is a son of a gun. Marketing's tough enough, right? But when in your heart of hearts, you're like, I think I'm going to clean this, or I don't know if I'm going to be able to do a good job. It is really hard to get work. So because we've only got 20 minutes, I want to make sure we kind of go deeper into one topic as opposed to real shallow into two or three. We'll focus on client attraction. But I want to make sure for Nina and for everybody, and again, you're next level, so we'll work together. I'll yell at you off the air. I'll be nice and like kind, you know, on the air. I'll yell at her later. Number one thing is going to be get out of cleaning like for good. Make sure, and I know your hiring funnel is like, and by the way, your hiring funnel can be done like perfect and running. But if you're 4, 5, 6, 7 people back, it might take you still, even with a good hiring funnel that's cranking and doing what you need, it still might take a month or two to get fully staffed and everybody trained. Like, and somebody leaves, especially if you start moving from not running your companies with your core values, and you start running with your core values, you might realize, hey, of the 4 people I had, 2.5 were real good core values match. The other guy kind of wandered off, which is good, right? So it might feel like there's a step backwards to take the 2 or 3 or 4 steps forward. So I'm going to encourage Nina and everybody, get your hiring funnel working, and then we can kind of focus on the getting clients. But the magic about getting clients is I've got all the employees I need. Is that a fair jumping off point, Nina?
Absolutely.
All right. So the cool thing about client attraction is I think we make it more complex than it needs to be. We do a lot of like, how can I like, because there's so much bad marketing out there, or I don't want to say rude marketing, just marketing that I guess may work, but it's not what we coach, which is like, how do I trick my customer into like doing what I want to do? Or how do I like get people to like pay attention to me? And it's very us focused, right? I want your money. How can I convince people to give me money? That's a tough one. If we start with, who's my perfect prospect? What problem do I really solve in their life? If we start, and my goal is to solve more people's problems and we help more people, marketing gets really easy, because the quickest version of marketing is just go do it for free, right? So, and you don't have to do it for free, but it's quick and easy, right? If you're wanting residential clients, you could just, and your goal is to get moms of, you know, 2 or 3 kids with pets and a husband and a household, and, you know, just give them the gift of, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 hours a week back and feeling happy with their home. And your goal is like, how can I give this to people? And you serve enough people, they'll come to you, right? Like this podcast, we've done 600 episodes. I don't know how many tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars it costs to create and produce and release and do all the stuff with the podcast. But you'll notice on the podcast, our call to action is typically go to our go to our website, growmycleancompany.com, for more free crap. Like, not even to sell you stuff. Like, hey, if you like it, give me some money or any of that crap, but just more value. And then guess what? Because we have so many listeners, y'all just call us and go, we need help. What would that look like? And then we can have that conversation. That's
exactly how I found you, was from a podcast, because I was listening on Amazon. I listened to a lot of audios anyway when I'm working. And I was going through trying to find something, you know, I listened to books to grow the cleaning company, Oh, I don't want to grow a cleaning company, not just any business. I know how to grow businesses, and cleaning company, it's different. And then there's your podcast. So then I started listening every day. I'm listening several podcasts a day. And I said, okay, I want to call these people up. And that's exactly what I did. And that's how I got started.
So it's so funny. I wish I could tell you, Nina and I like masterminded that whole conversation before, but I had no idea how Nina found us. It's funny that just happened to be. So had the podcast been, hey, here's a tiny bit of coaching, but if you want the real coaching, call and give us a bunch of money, right? If my goal was, how can I get more people to give me money? And the podcast reflected that, we probably wouldn't have the listeners that we do. But if my goal is, we love owners of cleaning companies, we want to serve as many as we can. And some of them, where they're at and what makes sense for them, is just to have the podcast for free, or the YouTube channel, or be a part of our Facebook group, or we just have a ton of free crap, growmycleaningcompany.com. And it's kind of a plug, but there's nothing for sale there. So it's really just a plug for more free crap. So if my goal is to help as many owners of cleaning companies as possible, the podcast makes sense, the YouTube channel makes sense, building a Facebook group makes sense. And if we just keep giving service in those, some percentage will go, holy crap, if that's the kind of value I get for free, imagine if I give them money, what would that look like? And it's okay that some interact with us just on the podcast. Some, you know, we also YouTube, Instagram, all that crap. Some call in for help. Some become clients for our 9-week program. Some want to become next level members, and it's fine. Wherever, that's all for them. So let's do that. Let's turn it around, Nina. If you, as opposed to going, I got to get people to give me money, and I'm not saying that's where you are, but as business owners, that's typically it, right? If we just said, who am I going to serve and how can I make their lives better for money or not? Who's your number one target market? Who's your perfect niche?
It would be working people from the ages of 35 to 65 to 70, because I do retirement communities also.
So is it residential you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. I'm a residential, yeah.
Okay. So here's the beautiful thing. I've been to Charlotte. I think you guys have over 1 million people there, don't you?
Yep. If you go to the area, because we do the whole Charlotte area, which is a good radius, because the area is large. There's several million people in the area.
Got it. So let's walk that through. Beautiful thing about picking a niche is we can really understand them better than anyone else, because we just serve a very specific niche. For anyone that's done residential cleaning for more than 12 and a half seconds, you'll realize if it's married people, and it sounds like that's who you're looking for, 85, 90% of the time, the female is going to make the decision. Mm-hmm. So knowing that, guess how much time we're going to spend on the dude? None, right? I'm going to focus 100% on the women. Again, not being sexist or anything, just that's who makes the decision, right? I want the person that's making the decision. That's who I want to give value to. So I could give value to a bunch of dudes, just like I could give value to a bunch of owners or workers in cleaning companies, but your employees will tell you, hey, you should listen to this podcast. Maybe it'll help, maybe not. I'm just going to go right for the person that I want to serve. So I'd be specific for women. I would be even more specific. I wouldn't go 35 to 65, because I promise you the problems a 35-year-old mom has. And by the way, I like moms, because moms mean they have kids. Kids take nothing but time and make a big mess, right? So the pain threshold is higher. But a 35-year-old mom, typically kids are going to be preschool, middle school, like young, you know, 0 to 10 years old kind of range, is going to have a little bit different issue than a 50-year-old woman who might have, kids just left, empty nest, maybe highly paid executive, kind of figure out that part of her life, than a 65-year-old woman who might be completely different, right? Maybe retired, has some physical problems, perhaps. They're just three different people that you're solving different pains. And in Charlotte, North Carolina, where your trading area of multi-million people, each of those segment might have tens of thousands of people. And I'm guessing to hit your goal for 5 years, you need less than 1,000 customers, right? So let's not shoot a shotgun and hit anything that's in front of us. Let's get a rifle, right? And really serve a specific one. So which of those moms would you want to really serve? Younger moms with younger kids, middle-aged moms with middle-aged kids?
I would say middle-aged moms, they tend to be more ready to understand why I have to charge what I charge. And it's never like, oh my gosh, why are you charging? You know, they understand more about how the world works. And I don't like to go, in and tell people, oh, we have to charge this much because of this. If people start arguing with me about the charge, then I mostly just tell them they probably could find another cleaning service.
Cool. So we've gone from middle-aged people that, you know, human beings that there might be hundreds of thousands in Charlotte to moms, not women, moms, because moms is a big group women is a large group. Moms is a subset of that group. And 35 to 50 year old moms with kids at home is a subset of that group. And 35 to 50 year old moms with kids at home with a home value that's whatever the top 20-30% in your area is, that their household income is the top like 20% income in the area. That's a real nice narrow thing. So now, if you had to bring value, business or not, you just wanted to bring value and save mom's time and make their lives better, whether you did it for free or got money, what would that look like in your area?
Well, to bring value to a mom, my number one thing is I let customers know that I understand that it's more than just about us coming in and clean. It's your time that is valuable, and we want to make that time for you.
So giving them time would be the best way you could get value. Perfect. So there's a dozen ways you could do that. You could start a podcast, knock off what we're doing here on how to save time for moms. And you could interview moms or just give time-saving tips. And one of the tips you could give is hire people to do crap that you don't want to do. Should you be picking up the poop? No. Who's going to be raising your kids? Should you be cleaning the toilets? No. Who's going to be doing that? Should you be cleaning your own gutters? No. You know what I'm saying? So you could not, wouldn't just be cleaners, but hire people to do things. Ideally, if you're for this demographic we're talking about, you're a highly paid professional. Let the professionals clean your pool, change your filters in your air, clean your house, do that sort of stuff. You focus on being, I'm going to give you time back. So you could do a podcast. You could do a free clean that gave them time. You could have some sort of organization service. You give them coaching on how to manage your time. There's a dozen ways you could help them for free. And you could do that on a podcast, in a video, on a checklist that they could download, in a Facebook group. You seen how you can find a bunch of ways to give value to those moms?
Absolutely. So, and I do some of that. I actually have contractors I work with that I have my customers to go to, people that I've actually trained in my business. I got them started in business. Now they do window clean, pressure washing. So I can have my customers, okay, I know this person, I call this person up and send them to them. So I try to kind of already do that. So I understand what you're saying.
But you want to do it one to many, right? So you made a great point, Nina. A lot of people start with the one to one, right? My one person calls me up and asked me for this help, and I send them to that guy, which is great. But it's really hard to scale a business if you get one at a time, right? A beautiful thing about a podcast or some sort of scalable system is how can I could have an event on how to save people time, and I could hire someone, or I could be someone that spoke on how to save time. I could do a lunch and learn. I could have mom's night out and buy wine and cheese. Like, you can do all sorts of stuff to build a community that's based on saving mom's time. And if you start building a community of thousands of people, because if you just give value for free on Instagram, on YouTube, as a Facebook group, in a physical group, I promise you those women will start going, well, one of the things that you teach is to, you know, not clean my own house. Do you know anyone? Yeah, that's our company does that. Oh shit. And they just hire you. The price isn't even, I curse. Sorry about that, kids. And price isn't even a value, right? Because they've already know you, they like you, they trust you, you've given them so much value for nothing. And guess what? You might build, depending on the social media and the in person, depending on the various communities you have, Facebook groups and all that, you might have thousands of women that you serve and connect with, and maybe only dozens or hundreds become clients. Still a pretty good business, right? You get to change a lot of lives, and the selling process is easy, right? You just got this community of women that you guys call us. We get hundreds of calls per month. We don't even have enough coaches to handle the people coming in because we just give so much value. So the big thing I want to give, hopefully for a cleaning nation, I'm sure Nina knows this, but is first we got to be crystal clear on who our client is, right? Which Nina's got clear on just in this time. It's not just women or women in Charlotte or women between 30 and 100. It's women with kids that make good money, that own their house, that are you know, typically between 35 and 50, and that value their time over money. Like that's a real, once we're real specific on that, how can we serve them, right? It was like, we can clean their crap, low value. We can give them time. We can give them their life back. We can teach them how to engage with their kids. We can make them feel special when they come home. High value, right? Okay, how can I do that without even charging them, right? How can I do it for free? Just start giving value. You start giving value. It's really easy to build a community. It's hard to build a community of thousands of customers because they have to give you money. Easy to build a community of thousands of people that you've just given value to. And again, you have to do it scalable, right? You can't knock door to door one by one and give thousands of value. There's not enough manpower. But if you do something scalable, like again, YouTube channel, podcast, Instagram channel, physical groups or get togethers or girls night out or mom's night out in your physical community, or an email, a website that they can download a checklist or a how to, or how to save some time, all sorts of ways that you can give value one to many that's scalable for free. And you start building that community of like, wow, when I'm involved with Nina or with Diamond in the Rough Cleaning Service, my life is better. You do that with thousands of people for free, which is easy because when you're just giving value, they'll come. All of a sudden they're like, could I give you money? Absolutely. And then now you're taking orders as opposed to like selling crap. Does that make sense?
That's some great ideas. I'm going to go back and watch this because I'm going to write, I'm taking mental notes, but I'm like, I don't want to miss anything. I'm going to write all this down because I have been wanting to start a YouTube channel for the last 2 years. I was trying to get one of my friends to help me with it, but he was like, oh, no, no, no. I'm like, I want somebody serious that can help me set this up. I don't know everything about it, but I can learn anything. So that's one thing I really want to do.
Closing value for everybody. I don't know anything about YouTube either. I think Lindsay does it. I don't even know who does it, but who cares, right? The values in the content. So if you make videos that connect with women, whether you Google that crap or however, the very low dollar work is getting it up and posted, right? So we're not gonna worry anything about that. If you have good content you're making, whether it's a podcast, YouTube channel, Facebook group, if you're like, I don't know how to do those things, that can be had on Fiverr or, you know, some Upwork.com, some job for 15, 20 bucks an hour. It's cheap and easy. So really want you guys to focus on, if you're bringing value to human beings, you know, God forbid any of you are going, I listen to Mike because of the excellent sound quality and the production value and it's on Spotify and I like Spotify. I don't know any of that crap. Hopefully you guys are going, the content's good. Mike seems to care about me and he knows what he's doing and he can help me. Same thing your people are going to do, right? So if you've got a voice, you're like, I can help you ladies. Don't worry about the tech stuff. That's the low value stuff, the ability and willingness to understand who they are, what their pain is and try and help them. That's hugely valuable, far more valuable than a knucklehead that can make your YouTube channel look pretty. So fine if you want to pay someone or learn someone, but don't worry about that. You're the magic.
I want it to be fun and still give service to somebody. You know what I'm saying? I want you can fun, do that right laugh, stuff. Yeah.
You got this, girl. All right. Clean Nation, hopefully that was of value to you. The big two things I want you to get is one, be crystal clear on who your customers, what their pain is. Two, instead of going, how can I get money out of their pocket into mine? Go, how can I serve them in a scalable way that I enjoy for free? And I promise if you do that, you will, you'll get them coming to you for clients. So funny. Nina's like, hey, I listened to the podcast and then I called you and asked if I'd be a client. Now I'm a client. So I'm like, yeah, it works. That's we do this stuff. We built a multi-million dollar company doing this stuff. So, all right, Clean Nation. If you're like, I need this, this is great. This scratches where I itch. Watch how this works. I'm going to do exactly what I told you to do. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There is nothing for sale. There's over 600 podcasts. We might be at 700 now. I don't even know. YouTube channels, blogs, a Facebook group of 15,000 people. There's a masterclass or online webinar that I put together. It's like the best probably 40 minutes we got. And check it all out. Get the things that you need. We're here to help you. Talk to you soon, Clean Nation. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.